is no such thing as the next best thing to love. No substitute or facsimile thereof. Just try and do without it. Go see how far you get. Why don't we face it?
What Mary, honey, I'm a very patient woman, but you've played that record at least 11 times. I counted.
I know, Mother, but it's Buzz Berry's latest release. Isn't he crazy?
He certainly is. Oh, honey, I want to tell you, the man of the house is on his way in.
Oh, Mother, you ask him. You have a way with husbands.
No, Mary, you're on your own.
Hello.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, sweetie.
Well, you look like you've had a long, hard day. Let me help you.
Oh, it wasn't so bad.
Well, you look exhausted. I'll get your pipe and slippers and your papers right beside your chair.
What's going on?
You'll find out. I have a patient in the oven that needs my attention.
There, now, is there anything else you'd like?
Oh, yes, yes, you could turn off that horrible noise.
Noise, that's fine. Anything you say.
You, don't happen to need a little advance on your allowance, do you?
Well, no, and if it's a strain, you can just skip next week's.
Don't need a new dress for the dance next week?
No, I'm wearing the one I have. It's beautiful.
I see. You're just pampering me because you love me.
Well, why else? Of course, I did promise the girls you'd get us tickets to see Buzz Berry at the Civic Auditorium.
Oh, we're getting somewhere. Why do you want to go see him? You've got all his records.
Well, Daddy, he'll only be here for one night, and it's an absolute sellout, and... Well, I thought on account of Johnny Martin being your patient and his father being the manager of the Civic Auditorium that maybe... Daddy, if we don't get to see Buzz Berry, we'll die. All of us absolutely die.
All right. I'll call Phil Martin and put it to him as a matter of life or death.
Oh, I love you, Daddy. You're the sweetest daddy in the whole world.
Mary,
oh,
would you finish your salad, please?
Yes, Mother.
Donna!
Yes, dear?
Do you think it's wise to teach that child all your tricks?
What tricks?
Well, that demonstration of feminine wiles she just performed for me.
Oh, I didn't teach her. Of course, I can't keep her from watching me.
I'll see you at home. Alice's father will pick you up.
Thank you, Donna.
Good night. Enjoy yourself.
Get in, Doc. Let's get going.
You men are in the wrong car.
Please, Alex, don't ask any questions. Get in the car and drive to your office.
Phil Martin, is that you? What's going on?
Please, Alex, there's a lot at stake.
Knock it off, will you? And let's go. I'll take care of any tickets. Don't spare the spark plug.
Well, Doc, what's the big McGill here? What's with my boy?
Measles.
Measles?
Oh, no.
Say it isn't so, Doc. You're kidding, huh?
That's what it is.
Well, don't get excited. It's not serious.
Sure, Lou, it isn't serious.
No, it's not serious. Just a catastrophe, that's all.
To you, it's a catastrophe. To me, it's a catastrophe. Every seat in the house is sold out. Well... I better take care of refunding the ticket money.
Listen, just tell him he's sick, but don't say what's wrong with him. You hear me? Oh, measles. Measles. Listen, Doc, can I see you a minute, please? I want to talk to you.
You can get dressed now.
This is very important. Believe me, it's a matter of life or death. You've got to help us out. Me and my boy are in big trouble.
Yeah, well, if your boy takes it easy, he'll be as good as new in a few days. He's only got measles.
Only got measles? Doc, if he only had gangrene or typhoid fever, believe me, we could wring their hearts out. But measles ain't got no class. It's kid stuff. They'll laugh at us.
That's incredible.
Doc, look, let them hate us, love us, scream at us, print nasty things about us in the newspapers we go sailing on. But if they laugh at us, we're dead, believe me.
Mr. Vance, I'm a doctor, not a public relations.
Now, look, Doc, here's the way I see it. Now, suppose I tell the press that Buzz Berry is suffering from a sore throat and we got to cancel a week's engagement. Huh? He's got to rest in some nice, quiet hideaway.
That's fine. You do that.
Yeah. And all the time, he's hiding out right here.
Oh, not here, Mr. Vance. In his hotel room.
A hotel? They got bellboys, chambermaids, a million leaks. Look, the boy has got to stay here. Now, if it's money you're worried about, Doc, I got plenty of we pay good.
Mr. Vance, I'll arrange for a bed at the hospital if you want.
Hospital?
But he's not staying here.
But that's even worse. Those blabbermouth nurses, they're terrible.
You did it all wrong.
Butt out, will you?
Okay. But if you want to move in around here, you don't talk to Pop. You talk to Mom. She's the soft-hearted one.
I like your style, kid. Keep talking.
First of all, money will get you no place with anybody in this house. Except me.
I'm listening, Shorty.
Mrs. Stone, when I speak of Buzz Berry as my boy, you know there's more truth to that than poetry. He was raised in an orphanage. In the slums. In the worst part of the slums. He didn't know what it meant to have parents, a nice warm home. I was like a mother and a father to that boy.
Yes, go on, Mr. Vance.
That's why, Mrs. Stone, I pegged you right off as being the sweet, high-type woman who would be the first to say, I want to protect Buzz Berry's future.
Well, how can I do that, Mr. Vance?
By letting him stay here.
They can have my room, Mom. I'll sleep on the couch.
That's very generous of you, Jeff.
Well, you know the old saying, Mom, like mother, like son.
You know, this is the only place in town where he could hole up and get wonderful care and still keep the secret as to what's wrong with him. Measles he's got. Why couldn't he have got some nice manly disease like a broken back, maybe?
Patient, Mr. Vance. Shall I call a taxi?
Oh, just a minute, Alex. Excuse us.
Here, take it easy. Sit down there, boy. Easy. Now, don't ask it.
Would you mind terribly if we kept him here?
Honey, has that con man been talking to you?
Look, we've all had the measles, so there's no problem there. Oh, it's a shame to send that poor sick boy off to a cold hotel room.
He can stay at a hospital.
But if the teenagers found out... Honey, it's just for a few days. And, well, Mary and Jeff would get a kick out of it, and I don't mind.
Now, honey, listen to me.
What's going on over there?
Shh. I got the little lady carrying a ball for us. With the help of this fine young man here.
$10.
All right, but don't say I didn't tell you I told you so.
You're a sweet, high-type doctor. Dr. Stone has agreed to keep you here.
Oh, no, I couldn't let you do that. It's too much trouble.
Mrs. Stone, you have just won the Buzz Berry Gold Medal Award for Valor. Congratulations, Doc.
I'm overwhelmed.
There is no such thing as the next best thing to love. No substitute or facsimile thereof.
Mary, you look like you've lost your last friend.
Just try and do...
Oh, it's worse than that. The show was canceled. I didn't even get to see Buzz Berry.
You don't know when you're well off.
Daddy.
Well, cheer up, honey. We have some interesting news for you.
What?
He's right here.
Who?
Buzz Berry.
It's not very funny, Mother, especially after what I've been through.
Your mother's not trying to be funny. Your dream boy is upstairs.
Aren't you and Mother starting a little early? You know, April Fool's Day isn't until tomorrow.
Excuse me, Doc.
Hmm?
Did you say to take one or two aspirins?
Two.
Oh, Mr. Berry, I'd like you to meet our daughter. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
What's wrong with her anyway? She's acting so goofy.
Yeah, and giggling like that right in the middle of class.
Mary, what's the matter with you? You act like you're not all there.
Well, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine.
Well, why did you giggle when Mr. Hodges called on you?
Well, just because I'm so happy.
Happy? After last night, I was so depressed, I could have crawled.
Our one chance in a lifetime to see Buzz Berry. Gone forever.
What are you so happy about?
Oh, nothing. Mary, tell us. Oh, I can't, Alice. It's a secret.
Well, Mary, if you can't tell your best friends a secret, who can you tell?
Well, oh, I can't. You'll spread it all over school.
Oh, we will not. We promise.
You solemnly swear?
Swear!
Guess who's staying at our house? Buzz Berry.
Well, Tommy Sands is staying with us this weekend.
Oh, we were expecting Elvis, but the army couldn't spare him.
Well, you don't have to believe me if you don't want to. That's up to you. Oh, well, I've got to go to my locker. Bye.
You don't believe her, do you?
Oh, of course not. I read in the paper this morning he had a sore throat. He went someplace to rest.
It doesn't seem possible.
Oh, you poor thing.
Huh? Oh, hi, Mary.
Oh, it just kills me to see you suffering like this.
Thank you. You're very sweet, but can I suffer in private, please?
Well, is there anything I could get for you? Something cool to drink, an ice bag, an aspirin? If there's anything I can do, just tell me.
All right. All right, when you go out, would you close the door, please?
Oh, hi, Mary. Did you just get home from school?
Yes, Mother.
Hey, there's a whole pack of your friends down there.
Down where?
Outside. They came to see Buzz. I slammed the door on them, but they're still out there.
You didn't tell your friends I was here, did you?
Mary, you weren't supposed to say anything.
Well, I know, Mother, but it really just sort of slipped out. I didn't mean to. I told them it was a secret.
Then why don't you just take a nap out in the paper or buy some radio time?
Well, I didn't tell them what was wrong with you. I never dreamed they'd come here. Mother, what am I going to do?
How about throwing yourself out the window?
Just be quiet. Now, let me think.
Oh, think fast, will you, please?
Hey, I got an idea. Now, you go down and put that new record on the phonograph, see? And then you let your girlfriends in, see?
Buzz, won't you come down and meet some of my friends?
No substitute or facsimile. Just try and do without it. Go see how far you get. Why don't we face it? What can replace it? Nothing they thought of yet.
Hi, everybody.
There is
April
no
Fool's.
Such thing.
Yeah, April Fool's. Is this your idea of a joke? Well, what's April Fool's Day for?
It's not funny, Mary.
Oh, come on.
Where's the singer?
You were supposed to say you made some plans about the dance.
Gee, Mary, they're furious. You should know better than to joke about Buzz Berry.
There is no such thing with the very same appeal. And nothing like...
Hi, honey. How was school?
Okay, I guess.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Hi, Sisterino.
Hi.
What's the matter?
Hi, baby.
Hi, Daddy.
What's the matter, honey?
Nothing, Daddy, nothing.
The fair-weather girlfriend still giving her the business?
I'm afraid so.
Women.
What is it about the guitar-playing crooner that turns teenage girls into wild animals?
All I know is I can hardly wait for our teenage idol to be on his way. You wouldn't say I told you so, would you?
The furthest thought from my mind.
Now, there's a sight to warm the cockles of your heart. Connubial bliss. You know... Hey, wait a minute. What a title for a song. Connubial bliss. A man and a miss. Begins with a hug and ends with a kiss. You like it? You hate it? Forget it. Say, Doc, you know something? That modern miracle medicine has got my boy chewing up the wallpaper. He's so hungry. Now, what have we got for dinner tonight, sweetie?
I thought we'd have lamb chops.
Lamb chops? Did we have lamb once this week, Doc? Not that my boy is complaining about the chow, but we want to get him good and strong so he can get out of here, right?
Desperately.
Passionately.
Tell you what, sweetie. Do you mind, Doc?
Why don't you run down to the supermarket, sweetie, and pick up a few nice, thick, juicy steaks? How will you do that, doll?
I'm afraid not, sweetie.
And if you happen to pass the cigar store, pick me up a few good heaters. There'll be a little change left. Buy yourself something.
Thank you anyway, Mr. Vance, but I've given up smoking heaters.
Would you mind, doll?
There's an excellent cigar store 1 mile south. As a doctor, I can tell you, you need the exercise.
You know something? I think you're right. Well, I'll see you around, huh?
Am I happy to see you? I'm as hollow as a bass drum. Thank you.
Lamb chops. Any objections?
Well, no.
I realize this may not be up to your standards, but it'll have to do.
Mrs. Stone, I could be wrong, but I kind of get the feeling that you're not too terribly happy about something.
You're a very perceptive young man. Also a very spoiled young man.
Mrs. Stone.
And if you're an example of what the teenagers look up to... Well, I haven't much hope for the next generation.
Hi, Buzz.
What is she in such an uproar about? What did I do?
Well, it's not you. It's that creepy manager of yours. He may be a ball of fire with the showbiz folks, but around here he's a wet match.
I better go apologize for him.
That won't do any good, because that's not what's bothering my mother the most.
What's bothering her most?
She's mad because the girls are giving my sister a bad time.
On account of me?
That April Fool gag went over like a lead balloon.
Oh, and the girls are still down on her, huh?
And how. Boy, the things we've done for your career.
Give me a hand, Jeff.
You always eat so quickly?
Mrs. Stone, I wish you wouldn't let Lou Vance upset you. He has a knack for rubbing people the wrong way.
It isn't a knack, Mr. Barry. He has a talent for being objectionable that borders on genius.
Okay, but if he weren't that kind of guy, if he were the velvet glove type, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Where are you, Mr. Barry?
Well, I don't expect you to be impressed, Mrs. Stone, but... In the music racket, I'm pretty high up the ladder right now. It took a long time getting there, and it's an awful shaky ladder. One push in the wrong direction, and I'm flat on my face.
Really?
I guess in your opinion, it would be a push in the right direction, huh? Lou probably told you about my heroic rise to fame and fortune. An orphan born in the slums? No, that isn't true. Now, I was just a small-town kid with a few music lessons and a fair set of pipes. I've got no illusions about myself. In 6 months to a year, I can make the very big time, or you can get your wish, and I wind up Mr. Nobody.
Oh. Well, I don't wish that. I'm sorry. I lost my temper, Mr. Barry.
Oh, Buzz.
Buzz?
I don't blame you. And about marrying her friends, I'd like to help straighten it out if I can.
Do you mean it?
Sure, just tell me what to do.
Well, how much longer will you be here?
I leave tomorrow. Tomorrow, I do a show in Cleveland on Saturday.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll talk it over with Mary. Mother, will you please finish zipping up the back of my dress? Honey, how can I fasten you? You don't stand still.
Mother, how can I stand still when I'm so excited?
Oh, have our guests left yet?
They're upstairs packing.
Good, good, good. Well, I'll be glad to pitch in if they need help. Anything to speed Broadway Bill and his wandering troubadour on their way. Well, I've got work to do.
Mother, it must be near 8 o'clock.
They'll probably be here any minute.
Oh, you look very nice, Mary.
Thank you, Buzz.
Where are the girls?
Look, Buzzy boy, we work like the FBI to keep our little secret. Now you're going to blow the whole thing for a handful of school kids, huh?
Lou, we're not going to blow any secret. We're just paying a debt. Relax, will you?
I'll relax, but I'm telling you right now, we're not going to miss that plane.
Mary, you're sure they're coming, aren't you?
Well, yes, I think so. I told Alice to spread the word around to come to my house before the dance because I had a surprise for them, but... Well, there they are now. Oh, thank you very much. It was a florist for me.
Oh, how nice.
Here. Oh, it's beautiful.
We'll find out who it's from.
Here. From Buzz Berry. Thank you very much, Buzz. That was very sweet of you.
Oh, you're welcome, Mary.
Oh, it's just the most beautiful corsage I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
And I'm glad you're glad. Now, where are those kids?
Well, what time is it?
8:15.
It's 8:15.
Did you tell them to be here promptly, Mary?
Well, yeah.
That must be the cab. I'll get it. We'll be with you in a minute, Mac. Here, take these out. Let's go, Buzz. Come on, Buzzy boy. We got a lot of work to do. The meter's running. Well, sweetie, I want to tell you, you've been a brick about this whole ugly mess.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Buzzy, the hour of parting is here.
You better go, Buzz. I guess the girls aren't going to come.
Gee, I'm sorry, Mary. Mrs. Stone, I want to thank you and the doctor very much for your kindness.
Oh, that's all right.
Jeff, it's nice to know you.
You too.
Yeah, all right already. Let's go, huh?
I'm sorry I couldn't meet your friends, but maybe there'll be another chance sometime.
Yeah, next time we get the measles, we'll all drop in on you.
Look, if I write you a letter explaining the whole thing.
That's all right, Buzz.
Buzzy, baby, why don't you send her an autographed picture, huh?
I wish we didn't have to go.
That's showbiz. Well, goodbye again, everybody.
Goodbye.
And thanks a million for everything. I will see you around sometime.
Bye, I hope so.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
I wanted to, but the others didn't. I mean, after that April Fool's joke.
It wasn't a joke, Alice. Why won't you believe me? Buzz Berry was really at my house.
Alice, what's the matter with you anyway?
Hi, Mary. May I have this dance?
It's him! Alive! In person!
I thought you had to leave.
Oh, I talked Lou into changing to a later flight. You haven't answered my question. I said, may I have the stamps?
I should say you certainly may, Buzz.
Just try and do without it. Go see how far you get. Why don't we face it? What can replace it? Nothing they thought of. There is no such thing with the very same appeal. And nothing like when you fall in love for real.
Who's at your house this week?
Whether it be the real thing, this much I'm certain of. There is no such thing. There is no such thing. There is no such thing as the next best thing to love.